My name is Paul Brumbaugh. We got Dan Zales here. Good to see you, Dan. Tell us about the first song I'm going to play. This is Virtuality.
Yeah, so this song is, really about technology. It's about the kind of world we're in with social media and technology. And, it's kind of getting sucked up into that whole vortex of the world.
But it's all about technology and all this stuff that we were just talking about, right?
Yeah, exactly. This song fits right into that.
Wow, it seems like it segued right into it. All right, here's Dan Zales on the Edge, Virtuality. We'll be back, guys.
To today are the Joneses that you kept up.
All right, we're back here live in studio. Studio line is open, 415-550-0511. We're back here with Dan Zales. Right there, that was actually Steve Martin off the album Let's Get Small. And then before that, that was beautiful. And before that, we had Dan's song, Virtuality.
We did. It was rocking.
Now, that's one of your four songs off your current EP, right, Dan?
That's right. That's right.
Now, tell me a little bit about the EP.
Yeah, so the EP, I just recorded it. Recorded it with a really great producer named Scott Matthews up in Mill Valley, who's done tons of productions, won Grammys. He's produced like Todd Rundgren. He's played with Brian Wilson. Ringo.
Nice.
Stuff like that. So the guy's been around, and he's put some great production. John Lee Hooker, he's produced. Johnny Cash. A lot of people.
Really
so
cool.
He's been in the business for 40 years. So he did some great stuff, and he and I collaborated on did all the instrumentation. So really happy with that. And going to be releasing this. I released the single, Refuge of Eternal Silence. Mm-hmm, It's already there's a YouTube video on it, and going to be distributing it through CD Baby, and it's going to be pretty much available for streaming. So you guys, when it's up on Spotify and all and your streaming sites, just go ahead and click follow. You know, you could do playlists and stuff, and then, you know, the more the merrier in terms of doing more of this stuff.
Yeah, of course.
You just completed the YouTube video, right?
Just completed it last week. That's
great.
Right. Yeah, I just posted it a couple of days ago.
Now, when did you actually formally released your EP, or are we getting actually a?
You're getting a pre-copy.
Wow.
Yeah. So nobody.
Edge exclusive.
Thank you.
That's great.
That's right, because I just finished the recording, you know, a couple of weeks ago. The only thing I've released so far is Refuge of Eternal Silence.
Okay. Right? Cool.
So basically, all you cats and jammers out there with your boom boxes, hit record and put it up to the speaker. Record that stuff. Yeah. No, I hear, you know what, a lot of the new artists are actually going back and they're giving out mixtapes, cassette tapes.
Yeah.
And so that's becoming a trend.
Yeah, yeah.
So watch out.
Yeah, I should, trying to keep my, all the lawyers happy and giving them a lot of, telling me what to do to protect the music and all that, so copyrighted and all that stuff.
No, that's good. No, you have to deal with that, but we're just kidding, of course.
Yeah, no, certainly the more the merrier. You know, the way things are in music now is nobody buys music anymore, so you basically make money from plays. You know, people play it, put it on playlists, play it on streaming, then you can actually do okay. And the more I can do, the more people play it, listen to it, the more I'll write. I'll produce more EPs, more songs. So
and definitely share it with your friends.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah. So
that's good. Now what is going to be your preferred media to get it out there? You mentioned Spotify. You mentioned a couple of things. How are you gonna package your EP and get it out to your people? Are you gonna do an iTunes?
Yeah, it's going to be on iTunes.
Okay.
It's going to be on iTunes. The single will be on iTunes, and then the whole EP. I'm going to probably release Virtuality second. And then in about a month or so, let the first song kind of catch on, and then release another single from it, and then the whole EP, with all four songs after that.
Now, zigzagging back to the YouTube video, was that your video editing? And
oh, yeah, yeah. So you know, it's interesting. I got a thing about videos. Like, the song is kind of has a lot of visual imagery to it, you know, but it's... I'm not the kind that likes things very literal. I don't like looking at videos that are super literal. So I did it. I just took a bunch of pictures, photos.
Right.
And weird pictures and stuff, and just kind of did a collage. It's basically like a light show, you know. It's like, like you imagine like the song being played, and then there's this stuff in the background. and that's the way I did it. And try to make it kind of psychedelic, because the song is kind of a little disturbing and a little psychedelic.
Well, that's what I was going to say. Yeah. So there's a couple things here that I noticed that I can tell where your inspiration comes from, or who inspired you. There's a little bit of Beatlesque in one of the tunes.
Absolutely, yeah.
I actually even heard a little bit of kind of like, I don't want to use soft. I want to use the word instrumental rock. Things like Average White Band.
Uh-huh.
Things like that genre, Grand Funk Railroad, that kind of genre, the early 70s, maybe cross between Southern rock and
Yeah.
Anthem rock, if you will.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. There's definitely, I mean, I'm a product of that period, so, you know, those were my formative years. So.
Yeah, exactly. That was your formative. Yeah, I was actually a product of the 60s, child of the 70s and 80s. And so I got the tail end of that.
Yeah.
So I started getting to where disco died and punk was rising. Yeah. And then we went right into the 80s and everybody got big hair.
That's right.
Right.
Yeah,
so
all the big hair bands.
So I caught the end of that. Yeah. You're just a generation behind me, or half a generation behind me. You're like one of my brothers, okay?
Yeah,
so
there you go. Yeah.
So it's kind of, it's unique where when you listen to somebody's music, you can get that flavor. Yeah. As a comedian myself, a lot of people don't go, "Oh, you're very Louis C.K.-ish." You know, people don't really compare you with another artist. Do you have a problem being compared to an artist? I guess it, depending on who the artist is.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, I don't, I'm totally, you know, respect people's feelings and what they hear. You know, music's very emotional, and when somebody hears something and they connect to it emotionally on some level that they personally relate to, as long as they've made a connection, if it's not the same connection I've made when I wrote it or I performed it, that's okay. You know, if it makes them happy, that's my idea. I like, music is something I want people to get to really enjoy and listen to and have fun with, you know.
Well, it is, and it's one of those things that actually is transcendent, you know. In some ways it will take you back to a different time and place, and everybody has those special memories, and they're so individual,
right?
And so you can interpret music in many ways. Absolutely, I guess with comedy it's pretty defined.
Comedy is more just because it's more, you know, verbal and literal. Mm. I mean, there are the lyrics in the song, of course.
Well, there's people that do parodies and stuff like that. But it's a different vehicle that you drive.
Yeah, absolutely. What I really like about songwriting is thinking about the lyrics and the music, because they're two really different parts of the brain. You know, you're with phrasing and with all that. Hopefully, it all comes together in this one nice synergy. You know, the music and the lyrics.
Yeah.
But the lyrics are a different beast. You know.
They're the left side of the brain, logical side of the brain, the analytical side of the brain, the thing that puts things together. The right side is maybe the artistic, where the music and the strumming and the guitar comes out of you. Now, what other instruments do you play? Dan.
Oh yeah, I play trumpet, I play bass, I play play guitars, play electric acoustic guitars. You know, I do a lot of stuff.
What was the first thing you picked up as a child?
Trumpet. You know, I started
really?
I was like a trumpet player. I was one of those little fourth graders, you know, that little trumpet.
I knew it was in school. You had to carry your little case to school on the way to school, right?
Yeah, that's
rain, sleet, or snow.
There you go.
Did they tease you?
Now, what do you think about schools nowadays? I'm so sorry, dear. I stepped on you.
Okay. Oh.
But what do you think about schools now cutting music programs?
It's terrible. Well, you know, I got a so Scott, the producer of this, is actually really involved in a foundation that provides kids in schools around here to improvisational music and rock and stuff like
right.
that. So it's actually a really nice, I think that it's really nice that there is a group like this. It's a national organization that does this for schools.
Well, I'm glad that it's forced the discussion and it's made people start ground roots organizations that are going to bring up music, and music will never die.
Yeah.
Okay, it's one of those things. It's one of those things that will never die. It's the most important thing in a lot of people's lives.
You know, it's so much to me too. And I've you know, my whole life I've totally been into music, and I think that musicians bring a lot to people's lives, quality of lives, and it's society doesn't really reward musicians for the way they should be, given how important they are to people.
Well, like school teachers, they're under appreciated. But even if you're not good at music, I mean, even if you're like me that loves to sing in the car, it brings down that blood pressure. It makes you a happier person, doesn't it?
Absolutely. Yeah.
Even if you're singing, I don't know, some sort of death rock lyrics or whatever. I'm thinking it still brings you some sort of peace and some sort of harmony in your life.
Whatever. That's your cup of tea. Yeah.
What was it, Coheed and Cambria? Yes. Is that what you're thinking, dear?
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, she's a hard rocker.
Connects to our emotional side.
Oh, right. For sure.
And that's so important.
People doesn't it pull that. Out of ex- yeah. it pull expressions out of us? It's one of those things that it's kind of like a laugh. It's kind of like a sneeze. It pulls something out of you that is so knee-jerk that you can't control it. If you were to put on music, like I said, it transcends you. I can listen to certain songs, and I can smell, I've told this to Patrick Carlin, I can smell the cookies baking in the oven. Yeah. I can see the cars driving down the street. I can, you know, I'm there. I can feel the beat of the music as I'm walking down the street. So, and that's funny. And my generation used to be headphones.
Yeah.
We got to put on our headphones, put on Dark Side of the Moon, and get sucked in for an album side.
Right.
The only bummer was about it, we had to flip it at some time.
Yeah.
Right?
That's right. No more of that. Right.
So, we would have our albums stacked up, and they just drop the next one.
Right.
So, but that's it, and now music is readily available on your phone. Your phone's, as we were talking about earlier, your phone's no longer your phone. Your phone's everything else but a phone.
It's like a friend.
Yeah. It's like a friend. Yeah, it can be. I'm afraid. I've seen the little attachments for your credit card slider. I'm afraid of what other attachments they're going to put onto these phones.
Just talk to Siri or whatever.
Just talk to somebody. That's right. Don't go post on their wall, happy birthday. Pick up the damn phone and go, hey, buddy. Yeah. Happy birthday. Look on your wall. I'll talk to you later.
And then you send them a card.
Send them a card.
A virtual
send
card.
Send it snail mail. Keep the U.S. Postal Service. Keep those lone gunmen in progress.
Don't kill those trees.
Yeah. There has to be somebody to keep those dogs at bay.
Right.
But no, anyway, so getting back to your EP, I can get sidetracked very easy, as you can tell.
No, it's fine,
What I mean. You get lost in the music. You even get lost about talking about it. Now, you have four songs on this EP. You already kind of told us what you're going to first and second release. We can catch that YouTube video. What's the link for it again?
It's search on my name, Dan Zalas. You go to YouTube, and Refuge of Eternal Silence is the name of the song.
You can tell it's the one with 10 million hits already in the last week. No, I'm just kidding.
It's happening. I've been clicking very quickly.
There you go.
Yeah. Now, have you been pushing your video out to a lot of people, and how are you pushing it out on the media?
Well, what I'm doing is making this website, and I've got a mailing list. You know,
very
so my
nice.
First thing is like when the site is totally done, which should be this week, I'm going to just make a big
email
saying go ahead and start checking this out. And that'll be kind of the hub for all the places you can hear the songs, the video, and the the different releases. And, you know, as I said, it's you're going to be able to just stream it, iTunes, Spotify, Apple Music. It's going to be in everything, right?
Okay,
It's not going to be hard to find. It'll be there.
Okay,
and
good.
And I'm going to keep kind of a blog. I've got a blog going on the website for talking about the songs, letting people make comments about them and all that. And as time goes on, I got other stuff. I've got tons of recordings, but they're not as good quality as these four. So I wanted to get people kind of in the groove of these four songs and then start introducing some of the other stuff and around as well.
Yeah, that's a good plan.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So the songs are all very lyrically, they're all kind of a little bit on the edge. So the EP is going to be called Edgeometry.
Ah,
see, now you know why we had him on.
Nice. That makes total sense.
Because he completes the edgeometry of this room.
That's right.
Right there you go.
Which is awesome.
Right. That's right.
Very nice.
Now, what song are we going to play for next? Inspiration that I also hear was like American folk in there.
Yeah.
Little bit of like I think of the band America.
Yeah. Well, if you'd like to hear, there's one song that's the folkiest, kind of a more of a ballad. It's actually kind of a bit of a Halloween type song.
It's a little
still good.
It's kind of like a haunt feel, like you're out in the woods and there's like a haunted, an old house that's all falling apart and you're hearing ghosts and looking up in the sky and all that. So it's a very, very visual song. And that one's kind of got that kind of folky, country, kind of wide open spaces feel.
Cool.
Even has like pedal steel guitar on it and all kinds of cool instruments and things. It's got my horn, trumpet parts.
So
if you want to hear play that one.
Let me guess, it's Silver Moon?
Silver Moon,
All right.
Yeah. All right, you guys. Get out those tape recorders. I'm just kidding. All right. Here's Dan Zalas here on the edge with Silver Moon, everybody.
Laughter from ages past. shut away in the dark. Creaky wooden floors, rusty attic stairs, dampness thickening the air. Swallows gliding in the sky. A footpath long ago, swallowed by the grass, leading into nowhere's lap. A silver moon in the sky. Ghosts dancing in the night. Rafters holding up the door. Letters buried in the floor. Telling stories that can't understand. Walls sinking in the ground. Miles of fields all around. A golden solitude rustled by the wind. The wheel has no end. Silver moon in the sky. Ghosts dancing in the
Dan Zales's song. That one was Silver Moon, off his EP. So we're back here live in studio now. Dan is going to put all the links for all this stuff up onto the Facebook page. I want to make sure you guys go ahead and follow us. Now, if you're an iOS user, go ahead and go to iTunes and download or subscribe. We'd rather you subscribe. Why? It's free. That's right. It's free to you, Edge listeners. Go subscribe to us on iTunes today. Or if you're an Android, one of those robot kind of people, go to Stitcher or TuneIn apps and do the same. All you have to do is hit that subscribe button. It's free. You'll get not only today's broadcast, but wow, a whole bunch more. You can also follow us on Facebook. Go like us at The Edge of Insanity, as well as follow us on Twitter at Edge of Insanity 7. And we're not forgetting Instagram. I am, but you're not. Instagram, Mr. Edge of Insanity. So that's how we're going to get all this stuff out about Dan. So no matter how you're out there, even if I have to, we actually have a mutiny mascot. He's a squirrel that just walked in the door. And what we're going to do is we're going to strap, kind of like, have you seen those little robots that deliver your food for Dine and Dash?
Yeah.
Well, this is the San Francisco Mission version of it. What we're going to do is take the squirrel. Let's call him Spikey. We're going to take Spiky and strap an MP3 right to him, one of these discs, and we're going to deliver them right to your door. That's right. This is better than the little the hovercrafts that are going to come for you for Amazon. Everything. It's going to be better than all that stuff. We're going to strap Spiky with his music, and we'll get it out to you. So go like our pages. Go follow us. We'll get it out to you. Thanks, Spiky. All right, we're back.
Goodbye. He's leaving now.
Yeah. Load him up, man.
He's waddling out the door.
You know, he's loading him up. Yeah, get him straightened. You don't want him waddling too much down the street.
You might see my dog because he chases squirrels.
Uh-oh.
Oh, there you go.
Very careful.
We have expedited shipping now.
Yes.
So that's good.
One day shipping or not even one day.
Yeah, it used to be 3 days shipping. Now one with Dan's dog.
Right
now. Chasing Spiky.
When he sees a squirrel, he's off. You got to.
Yeah. Might get misdelivered. But it'll get out there. So that's good. Now you've got your website coming up. What is the name of that going to be as you're releasing it? Is it Dan Zalas?
My website is danzalasmusic.com.
There you go.
So you can do a search on danzalas.com and it'll come up to it too.
Okay, good.
So and that'll be out in a few days. So
okay,
it's all
that's
happening
exciting.
Pretty fast.
All right, yeah. Good. So your first instrument you picked up was a trumpet. Do you remember the first song that you played?
You know, I loved when I was the Tijuana Brass. You know, I used to play
Herb Alpert.
Yeah,
there you go.
Yeah, I like that was right. You know, so I like picking up on some of those tunes and
whipped cream and other delights.
Yeah, there you go. Yep.
And so I picked out your genre right there.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah.
All right. Cool. So yeah, that's cool. And we don't hear enough brass in today's music. We don't hear enough horns.
Yeah.
If we do, it's sampled through some sort of DJ machine.
That's true. Yeah.
Right.
Well, my EP, all the songs have horns on them. I definitely use this opportunity to do horn sections. There's no horn solos, but a lot of you can hear the horns on each song.
So are you oversampling and it's your own horn playing? Is it someone else, or are you cheating too?
No, it's all me. It's all me.
It's all you.
It's all me.
So
the real
basically,
me.
If we were really it's to see you in concert, you would look like a one-man band. Right?
You
have
wish
the drum
I
and all these things, and you'd be 10 feet tall and da-na-na-na-na-na, bam.
Yeah,
okay,
yeah.
Gotcha.
No, that's true. People have said that to me before because I used to play harmonica like Bob Dylan style too and guitar, but now since I play guitar and bass and I play in a band, I've played in two bands before. I played bass in one band and guitar in the other, and the guitar band has always had trouble keeping bass players. So I said, why can't I play my bass and my guitar at the same time?
Yeah, every comedian's a bass player. They're really hard to handle. You can't keep them around long enough now. So the other thing is, so then you're laying down at least two tracks initially, you singing and playing guitar, and then you have to go back and do horns and lay down another track over that?
Yeah, well, the way Scott and I did it was that he was doing the drums and drums and bass because he can nail the timing. Drumming is like you got to, the timing's everything, right?
Right.
And he nailed these tunes, and then we started doing the guitar, my guitar parts, and used a lot of 12-string guitar and some electric. But and then he started adding keyboards and vocals, and you know, you start building, and then the horns came in kind of toward the end. Yeah, but you know, you add layer on layer and layer, and then you always have to know, like, when is it enough?
Right.
Well, and then do you start to degrade the original? Sorry.
Yeah.
I thought, do you need a flute?
maybe in the next one.
All
there
right.
You know,
all right.
So we know a flutist.
Yeah.
So then let me ask you this. Now, this is more of an engineering question then. And what was your partner's name that would help you with the drums and the bass?
Scott Matthews.
Scott Matthews. So now maybe this is more directed towards Scott Matthews, but when you lay track over track over track, not only you wonder when's enough, but do you lose any quality on the original track? Like if you lay down something?
Yeah, you know, that's a really good question. And there are certainly you have to be tasteful, right? And it's kind of like an artist, like a painter.
Mm-hmm,
when does the painter stop painting? He's saying, okay, that's it.
Is it two coats or three coats?
Yeah, exactly. Is it? Well, I'm even thinking with artistic painting.
Well, he means painting.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, like, you know, like when, you know.
Sorry, Manuel.
But I'm sure
that's the painter for the place.
Painters have to worry about that, too. But, you know, I think that's the issue. It's always a challenge. Mm-hmm. You know, like, and then I actually did do a one horn part on Virtuality and decided, no, I don't need it. So I took it out. And I said, that's overkill. Okay. You know, so you get to those points.
Well, it's good that you recognize that.
Yeah, and then also, like, you know, there are parts, like, it has sometimes it has to do with a mix. Like, you got a like an organ part, like, you know, then if you put too much of it in, it's gonna just sound like soup, like you're listening to soup, you know, through the whole song. So you bring it in strategically, you know. So it's all around arrangement, and it's not just how many instruments, but when you bring them in, when you bring them out, how loud they are, how you have them panned. And I was gonna say one other thing, and that is that all these songs, there's a certain beauty to a song that's just when you're just playing it on acoustic guitar or by yourself or something.
Something really very simple. There's something simple. Very beautiful in playing, or simple, or something beautiful about something simple in playing.
That's right. Yeah, and you know, so I think that, you know, if you know, like some artists have had like put albums out, like Neil Young's a case, right? Now he puts out and he'll rock out, or he'll play like a high production, but then he'll put out a
country
folk,
to punk, right?
And he'll put out a folk album, or like, you know, where he's just, it's just him playing guitar, acoustic guitar or piano or something, and
yeah, he
it's
doesn't
beautiful,
even stick to just playing by himself, does he? I mean, if you think about it, he's in Wild Horse, he has a power trio, he plays by himself, he'll play with just one person, he'll do a duet with someone else,
right?
He seems like one of those people. Are you one of those people too, one of those artists that is always hungry? Always want to get to the next thing, even though you're working on this and you're really working. Yeah. Like this EP right now, as I'm guessing, is involving a lot of your time.
Yeah, yeah.
And but you're still probably looking forward and thinking about new things, aren't you, right now?
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah, for sure.
So you're thirsty.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I just love music, and I just live it all the time. You know, if I can write a, like, come up with new ideas for new tunes and all that. So, and I am going to be recording. I got a band called The Outer Half, and we're going to be doing some recording.
I was just going to mention that. Yeah. Now, that's a four-piece band.
Yeah, that's right. Four-piece, yeah.
Yeah, so you have the two guitarists, a vocalist, and a drummer.
Well, it's actually, we have a keyboard player now.
Keyboard player.
Yeah, so there I play guitar, and there's a keyboardist. And so we're going to be doing some recording also coming up in the winter.
Well, that's good. I mean, and that's great. And so, like I said, your interests are varied, even when it comes to music.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I used to play jazz rock, jazz fusion, in a band called the Wayward Monks.
Oh, yeah, nice.
That was all like weird, odd metered instrumental music with long jams in the middle.
All right, guys, we're back here live in Edge Studios. Studio line is closed. Why? Because it's almost time for the 420 shout out. But right before that, we're going to get a double dose of Dan Zales here. First is going to be a live little kicker. Tell me about this song, Mountain, Dan.
Song is, you know, the lyrics is, they're kind of figurative, a little bit of a kind of a, I don't know, it's really hard to describe. It's kind of a kind of epic in a way, but kind of, it's a folky type tune, a bit of a Johnny Cashy type lead to it, and it's kind of epic in a way, but you're gonna hear stuff in it that you like, you know, the myth of Sisyphus, you know, going up the mountain and the rock goes down again. That's sort of what it's
cool. Then I just got medicated at the right time.
This
is
going to
be cool. We're
going to
hear stuff that's not really there. It's kind of what you're saying. It's kind of, you got to almost believe in it and almost have a higher faith in music or something.
Yeah. It's kind of what do you call it? Like, you use a big word, kind of an enigmatic tune, you know, it's like, which I kind of like writing stuff like that. Not too literal. You kind of read into it what you want. And,
thank God that was the word of the day on my toilet paper today.
There you go.
I only use one square, folks. Anyway, so what's the luck in that, playing the lottery? Anyway, so...
Okay.
Yeah, I know.
Okay,
that's why I'm a work in progress. So, all right, here we go. This is Dan Zales with Mountain, everybody. Give it up.
All right.
As I rose to the top of the mountain, I could see what the giants see. Now I'm back down below, but this time the giants can't see past me. I was thinking I found an answer, that I met my calling.
then one day I was struck by the feeling that anything could happen to me. I went through the door but came out too soon. In the blink of an eye, I thought that I had died. Now the valley is wide, I can't touch any side, but the mountain still calls to me. Many rocks I have carried up the mountain just to watch them tumble down again. Maybe next time I carry the feeling that giants neither fall nor win. I went through the door but came out too soon. In the blink of an eye, I thought that I had died. Now the valley is wide, I can't touch any side, but the mountain still calls to me. I went through the door but came out too soon. In the blink of an eye, I thought that I had died. Now the valley is wide, I can't touch any side, but the mountain still calls to me.
All right.
Thank you.
Awesome.
Thanks.
Thank you very much. All right, guys, just a quickie. Just a quickie. How do we do it? We do it just like these. All right, man. We're getting ready for the 420 shout-out, which means we're getting ready for Patrick. But I want him to listen to Dan's song because it's Refuge of Eternal Silence.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yay. And so you just released it on YouTube. This is the first song you're releasing from the EP. Right. So this is the teaser.
Yep.
This is the one to get us involved a little bit more. There come a little bit closer.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, so this song has definitely been influenced by, like, kind of the old, like, Pink Floyd, King Crimson, some of the prog rock stuff that where Pink Floyd, where they're kind of a little disturbed. The songs
like The Doors.
The Doors a little bit, yeah. Yeah, and then I loved, like, in the old days, like, some of these long vamp songs, like Hey Jude, where they just kind of build and they go on, and like, or I Want You, She's So Heavy, the Beatles. Mm-hmm. So I was influenced by those tunes and this, and also kind of the big lush arrangement. I don't know if, like, some of the Brian Wilson stuff from this, where he had all these parts, like all these,
like Pet Sounds kind
of
things,
Pet Sounds type stuff. Yeah, all the harmony, a lot of harmony singing and guitar and organ and Mellotron. So yeah, we actually, Scott the producer actually had a Mellotron that we used on this, which
those are not hard, are not easy to find.
So if you know, like, if you listen in the middle part of the song, like the second verse after the first chorus, there's like kind of a flute. You like flute, right?
Yeah.
So if you remember Strawberry Fields Forever, that song?
Yeah.
So there's a flute bit. There's kind of a Mellotron set on, with the flute patch, which is exactly what is on at the beginning of Strawberry Fields.
Yeah.
So you might pick up on that. That's like after the second chorus in the beginning of the first verse. Second verse.
All right, so get ready for the first, second, and third verse.
Right, or whatever.
Or whatever. Refuge of Eternal Silence. That means I'm getting ready to medicate and for the 420 shout-out. This is Dan Zales here, you guys. Enjoy it. We'll be back.
Light beams filling emptiness. Green is stirring night. Twisted joy of solitude, blurring wrong from right. Crazy embers of my love,
crying in my sleep. Come into my mirror now and plunge into my deep. Walls of glass, dripping ceilings, golden blankets hide the needing. Murmured echoes dance in triumph, refuge of eternal silence. Take me away for just one day. Boredom turns to madness, madness turns to strife. Pausing all the emptiness and sorrow in my life. Multiplexing tyrannies swallow up my soul. Breathing life into my fears, too fickle to control. Caving arms of endless hallways, dusty statues block the doorways. Shattered dreams betray the highlands, refuge of eternal silence. Walls of glass, dripping ceilings, golden blankets hide the needing. Murmured echoes dance in triumph.
There's Dan Zales on the edge. Give it up, guys. Come on. That was awesome, right?
Yeah, it was. I like it.
All right. You know what? I'm going right to the phone lines. Why? Because it's 422 on the right coast. Ooh, I'm a little bit behind. And as far as I'm concerned, it's 422 on the left coast. Usually joining us live from WDST in upstate New York. But right now, he's just chilling out in his home studio. Everybody, give it up for our boy, Patrick Carlin, everybody.
Yes. Hi, Patrick.
Hello, Patrick.
How you doing? Is that Brandon?
Yes, it is.
And Christine?
Yes.
And Paul?
Yes.
Who was the man who did that song?
That's me, Dan. Dan Zales.
Dan.
Hey, Patrick.
Dan. You just killed me, bro. I'm dead serious, man. I'm into those kind of songs that go that way.
Oh, cool.
Is it on iTunes?
It's gonna be on iTunes this week. It's already on YouTube, and it's on CD Baby.
It's so, on YouTube?
Yeah, I made a video.
Oh, listen, Dan. Beautiful. What is the name of it?
It's called Refuge of Eternal Silence.
Refuge of Eternal Silence. You know, I can't lie to you, man. I was just out of my head listening to this. Thank you so much for writing that.
Great. Glad you like it.
Oh, I really do. Do you have a last name, Dan?
Yeah, it's Zales. Z-A-L-L-E-S.
Z-A-L-L-E-S.
Yeah, that's right.
Dan Zales. Well, man, thank you for the tune. That's all I have to say to you. All right. Friend.
There you go, well, man.
I'm glad you liked it.
It sounds like you got more than two thumbs up from Patrick.
Yeah. Oh, no, man. I tell you, I want that tune.
Well, that's why we put it right before your segment, because we knew you would love it, Patrick.
You always knock me out, but this was really exemplary today, and there's a nice big word.
Maybe that's tomorrow's word of the day on my toilet paper. We'll figure that out.
Oh, yeah. Oh, great, great stuff. So.